Okay, get yourself ready. Today, I want to continue yesterday's talk. We have talked about depend on Sakkayaditi and spring up another two types of wrong view, which is eternalist view and annihilation view. And we have talked about little bit about eternalism view. Okay. So why the eternalism view arise? In Brahma Jala Sutta, Dikha Nikaya, Sutta 1, Brahma Jala Sutta, Buddha mentioned there are four ways that cause eternalism view to arise. But I just want to mention one way only. Buddha said, for some ascetic, some practitioner, when by their own effort, they exert effort and achieve concentration. When they achieve concentration, they can recollect their past life. One life, two lives, three lives. And they can know their name. When they recollect their past life, they know their name. They know their clan. They know what type of food they took. And they know the experience, the pleasant and unpleasant things in life. So then they see they live for a long time. Then after that, they see themselves pass away and reappear in somewhere else. Then in that place in where they take new rebirth, they can see their name again, they can see their clan, what food they took, and they live there for a long time, then pass away, then rearises again in somewhere else. Maybe in the same existence, or in heaven, or in human. So by recollecting their life, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, several, many, many lifetimes, then they make conclusion. The self is eternal. The world, the self and the world are eternal. Because they see them dying and reappear, dying and reappear. Therefore, they make conclusion. The self is eternal. This is how the eternalist view comes about. So this is the first way of the four ways how the eternalist view comes about. If you want to know another three ways, please read Dikha Nikaya Sutta 1 Brahma Jala Sutta. Okay. So now we are going to talk about annihilation view. What is annihilation view? Annihilation view sees that after death, this person perishes, no rebirth at all. That's all for the whole life, no more rebirth. Everything perishes. This is called annihilation view. So, for Asian people, because we believe in rebirth, so we don't adopt this annihilation view. But for Western people who believe in materialism, most of them believe in annihilation view because they don't believe in rebirth. Right? So, why does annihilation view arise in the world? In the Brahma Jala Sutta, Buddha mentioned there are seven ways that cause annihilation view to arise. The first one is those ascetic, those practitioners, they think the self is made up by materiality. And this materiality consists of four elements: earth elements, fire, water elements, fire elements, and wind element. And this body, made up by materiality, consists of four elements, is the product of mother and father. That's all. And when death occurs, and this body, material body, perishes, nothing left. Therefore, annihilation will arise in them. Even nowadays, most Westerners who believe in materialism also believe in such view, annihilation view. So there are another six ways how the annihilation view arise. If you want to know, please read Brahmajala Sutta. And for those who have this materialism, they think the body is the self, and body consists of materiality, which is composed of four elements. They never think about mind. They only identify self as body. They neglect the mind. So we have these two, from the Sakkayaditi identity view, then arise these two types of view. Eternalism view and annihilation view. And Buddha say in Nidana Sangyuta Kacchana Gota Sutta, Sutta 15, Buddha said, this word, Kacchana, for the most part depends upon a duality, upon the notion of existence and the notion of non-existence. Notion of existence is eternalism view. Notion of non-existence is annihilation view. You see, for this world, most people depend on these two types of views. And Buddha further said, but how to get it? How to get it of this notion of existence or eternalism view and notion of non-existence, which is annihilation view? So Buddha further said, but for one who sees the origin of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no notion of non-existence in regard to the world. And for the one who sees the cessation of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no notion of existence in regard to the world. You may get very confused. What does it mean? Therefore, sutta is also not easy to understand unless you have very sound foundation. Okay, let me analyze for you. See, but for one who sees the origin of the world. Origin means two things. One is origin mean arising, right? Starting arise, start to arise, mean we call origin. So origin consists of two things. One is arising, another one is condition for its arising. So for a person who can see the arising and the condition for its arising as it really is with correct wisdom, there is no notion of non-existence. There is no view of annihilation. Why? Because I keep on seeing formation arises, and I also understand the causes, the condition for its arising. Then how can I adopt the view of annihilation? Annihilation means after arise, ceases, no more arising. But as I keep on seeing arising, you all keep on seeing arising as well. Let's say your unpleasant feeling. When you sit there, do you see your pain keep on arising? So when you see it keep on arising again and again, then after ceases, after another minute, 20 minutes, arising again, ceases, arising again. So how can you have the view of annihilation? No. You keep on seeing arising. Right? Similarly, your anger. Your anger, you sometime in the day, you also can see your anger keep on arising, then vanishing. Another time, another occasion, arising, vanishing. your emotion also. You keep on seeing your emotion arising, vanishing, arising, vanishing. Even your four elements. If you penetrate into your body, you can see your four elements arising, ceasing, arising, ceasing. So if you can see the phenomena keeps on, phenomena keep on arising, you will not entertain the view of annihilation. But seeing arising is not enough. As we say, as a practitioner, we understand all phenomena arise depend on conditions, depend on causes. For example, the consciousness keep on arising. You can see one day your consciousness non-stop, right? Restless, thinking this, planning that. So keep on arising again and again. Why? Why the consciousness keep on arising? Because the condition for its arising still intact, still there. It may be due to different conditions. Maybe due to unwise attention, due to your craving, due to ignorance and so on. So because the conditions and the causes for its arising still intact, still there, therefore the consciousness keeps on arising. And when you can see these two things, arising itself and the condition for its arising, then you understand there's no annihilation view. When one person dead, that's all for this life. That's all for everything. No, there's no such view. When a person dead, the body may, we discard the body. Yeah, it's true. But the consciousness keep on going. Right? Why the consciousness keep on going? Why? Why? Because, yes, because the conditions, the causes still there. Okay, what are the causes for the arising of consciousness in next existence? You must understand. What are the causes? The first is ignorance. Second is craving. These two are the root cause for rebirth, for arising of consciousness. Ignorance and craving. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of Four Noble Truths. Craving for what? Craving for life. That's why everybody is afraid of death. Because we crave for life. We crave for existence. We crave for becoming. And because of these two main factors, that consciousness will arise again, even though you don't want. Some people don't want to reborn again, but it's not up to you. Right? As long as the causes are remain intact, the consciousness will keep on arising. Therefore, as a Buddhist practitioner, we never believe in annihilation view because we see the causes are still in us. The ignorance and craving are still in us. So we know we will take rebirth again. Therefore, the Buddha said, for one who sees the origin of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there's no notion of non-existence in regard to the world. Understand? Yes or no? A bit difficult. Come for my retreat. Don't expect for easy Dhamma. Okay? And don't expect for entertaining talk. I never give entertaining talk. I just want to give you the right view, the right understanding of the Dhamma. Okay? Okay, now, how to get rid of the notion of existence? Notion of existence means eternalism. Always exist. The view of always exist. We call notion of existence. And Buddha say, and for one who sees the cessation of the world as it really is with correct wisdom, there's no notion of existence in regard to the world. Okay, so for one who sees the cessation of the world in the teaching of the Buddha, we call Loka, the world, doesn't mean this universal world. It means the world of five aggregates. Body, feeling, formation, perception, and consciousness. So if a yogi who keep on seeing the cessation of the five aggregates, when you see, let's say, when you see your pleasant feeling, pass away, gone, finish, cease. When you see the pain come to cessation. When you see your volition, want to do this, also come to cessation. When you see your consciousness, the consciousness also cease. It keep on seeing the cessation of your five aggregate. Then you will not believe in eternalism. You will not believe in permanent, eternal. Through your own practical experience, you keep on seeing, my feeling passes away, gone. My thoughts, restless, think about something, then when I note it, it has gone. When I see the four element, water element, then after 2 minutes, that water element has gone. So when I see my perception, perceive a body, then that perception also gone. So when you keep on seeing dissolution, cessation of the phenomena that arise in the mind and body, then how can you believe in eternalism? Right? You will not believe in eternalism. This is through your practical experience. You don't have to wait for Buddha to tell you. Right? Therefore, the teaching of the Buddha is self-experience. Buddha give you the way. But in order to have unshakable faith, you got to experience it yourself. Only then your faith becomes unshakable. Okay. And especially when you reach an inside knowledge we call Bhangayana. And the first inside knowledge is called Namarupa Paricheda Jnana, discerning mind and body. Body is made up by four elements. Body is one. Discerning mind. Who knows the four elements? Who knows the four elements? When you contemplate the four elements in the pen, inside the pen. So who knows this four element? Please answer me. Sati accompanied with mind, right? So we make a general conclusion, observing mind, accompanied with sati. So this observing mind is one. Four element is another one. You should be able to separate these two. We call listening, mind and body. You don't combine these two as one. If you combine the body and the mind as one, then this one is the self. You will call this one self, permanent self, which is the wrong view of self, wrong view of identity. Therefore, when you discern the four elements, sometimes you know this body consists of four elements. And ask yourself, who knows? Who knows these four elements? Then you must be answered. The observing mind accompanied by mindfulness, accompanied by wisdom. Know it. And body is one. Observing mind, another one. This is two things, completely two different things. This is called listening, mind and body. The first insight knowledge. Please make note and put into practice. Okay? Then the second inside knowledge is discerning cause and effect. Why four elements arise? Why mind arise? Oh, because of four elements, mind arise. So cause and effect. I will not go detail at this moment. And the third one is called knowledge of comprehension. And the fourth one is called knowledge of arising and passing away. Udaya Baya Jnana, the most important knowledge, inside knowledge. Udaya Baya Jnana. Udaya is arising. Udaya Baya is ceasing. So if you can see whatever phenomena you observe in the body and mind, you can see it's arising, ceasing, very fast, not slow. Let's say unpleasant feeling pain arise. Only 10 minutes it ceases. It's still arising and ceasing, but we call sluggish arising and ceasing. The real inside knowledge of arising and ceasing is very rapid. The moment you see it, then arising, passing away very fast. For example, you contemplate your pain. After 10 minutes, you see it very arising, passing away very fast. And when you then, because it's so fast, then you reach a stage, you only see arising and passing away, no more pain. You cannot see the pain anymore. You just see the process of arising and passing away. This is called insight of arising and passing away. Udaya Baya Jnana. The fourth insight knowledge. And the fifth one is Bhanga Jnana. The fifth one is Bhanga Jnana. You only see dissolution. Whatever you see, it's just gone, passed away. Dissolution. How to reach this state? You don't see, try to ignore its arising, but pay attention to its dissolution, then you will just see the dissolution. Called cessation and cessation. So if you can reach this state, this stage, then you will know everything passes away. Then how can you believe in eternalist? You will not believe in eternalism. You will not have eternalism view. Okay? Anyone have reached this state? Inside knowledge will come at any time. Sometimes, suddenly it just pop up. You will never think you will get it. Therefore, don't expect anything. When the time matured, just like a mango tree, you cannot pray, oh, please bear fruit quickly. No. The condition for mango tree to bear fruit, then it bears fruit. When the conditions for mango tree not to bear fruit, then it will never bear fruit. Similarly, the condition for your inside knowledge to become mature, it will become mature and you will experience it. Therefore, in the meditation, don't expect anything. Just put forth effort. Your duty is put effort to be mindful all the time and let the result take care of itself. This is the correct attitude. Okay? Okay, so Buddha say, if a person can see the cessation of the five aggregate as it really is with correct wisdom, then there's no eternalism view. Okay, so now come back to the question, the identity view. We have talked about the eternalism view and the annihilation view. Now we come back to the identity view, which is our main topic. Why the notion of identity view arise? Why the view, identity, the view of identity arise? This is an important question, right? Because as a practitioner, without letting go of identity view, we cannot become stream enterer. The whole practice is to eradicate this identity view. Okay. So from here, I would like to quote from Sutta Khanda Samyutta, Sutta 83, titled Ananda Sutta. So Ananda Sutta tells his fellow monks, he said, Venerable Punna Manta Niputta Arahan. Ananda said, Friends, the Venerable Punna Manta Niputta was very helpful to us when we were newly ordained. And Venerable Punna Manta Niputta give a discourse to Ananda, then Ananda break through the Dhamma, become stream enterer. Precisely, this discourse is concerned how to give up identity view. Therefore, Ananda can become stream enterer. So, Mandaliputta, Punna Mandaliputta say, it is by clinging Ananda that the notion I am occurs, not without clinging. So why the notion I am? Identity view. Why the notion I am occurs? Why? Yes, we call clinging. Yeah, we call clinging. So you see, Punna Mandaliputta already tell, it is by clinging. Clinging to what? Clinging to what? Later on he will explain. So you must understand why the notion I am occurs. You should answer, it is by clinging. Please keep key in to your computer mind. Don't only listen. Okay, important question. The whole practice is about this one. Okay, so it is by clinging, Ananda, that the notion I am occurs, not without clinging. So if somebody asks why the notion I am occur, how you answer? It is by clinging, not without clinging. This is the precise answer you should always bear in mind if you want to practice the Dhamma. If you want to practice the insight meditation, this is the key words. Okay? Okay, second question. And by clinging to what does I am occur? Not without clinging. By clinging to what does the view of I am occur? Five aggregate, excellent. This is the answer. So these two answer you must be remember, bear in mind all the times. If you want to practice insight meditation, or if you want to become stream enterer, or you want to see the Dhamma, remember these two things. Why the notion of I am occur? By clinging. Everybody answer. Clinging to what? Okay, you got it. So clinging to is by clinging to form. Form aggregate that I am, inverted comma, occurs, not without clinging. It's clinging to feelings that the notion of I am occurs. It's clinging to perception that the notion of I am occurs. It's clinging to formations that the notion of I am occurs. It's clinging to consciousness that the notion of I am occur. Then Arahant Punna Manta Niputta give a simile, an example. Suppose, friend Ananda, a young woman or a man, youthful and fond of ornament, would examine her own facial image in a mirror. So do you think she would look at the mirror with clinging or without clinging? Let's say you imagine yourself. Now maybe we have no mirror. I don't know whether we have mirror or not. When you go back home, you stand in the mirror and look at your own image in the mirror. Do you have clinging to that image in your mirror or not? Yes, yeah. You have strong clinging to that mirror. And you're clinging to that image of mirror as what? As me, as I am, as myself. Not only that, also as beautiful, as pleasant, you know. You never see the meanness. I don't like it. I don't like you. No, you like it very much. Huh? And you think it as I am, myself, and also beautiful happiness. This is called clinging. So you cling to the five aggregate as I am, as myself, as belong to me, as beautiful, as permanent. And because of this clinging, then suffering follows like a wheel of cart follow a bullock cart. Okay, let us stop for a while. Let the interpreter.
Thank you, Sally.
I hope my talk give you a clear picture of the Dharma. Okay.